Well, I can't thank each of you individually in words.
What former Washington power couple in 2010?
And I know you won't mind if I single out someone who has just spoken so eloquently.
Without a hint of scandal.
Someone I've loved with my whole heart since the night of my high school senior prom.
And completely out of the blue.
My wife, Tipper.
Called it quits. For New Year's Eve, take away news junkie breakups. The Tea Party breaks up with the traditional GOP.
I'm not a witch.
Rick Sanchez breaks up with CNN.
I think Jon Stewart's a bigot.
Mel Gibson calls it quits with reality. We knew that relationship wasn't going to work. It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Mel Gibson and reality. Yeah, there's a planet. There's a visit. There's a flyover. Yeah. Good morning. It's Friday, New Year's Eve, December 31st. Celeste is back on Monday. I am joined on this last day of the year by Noel King.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Noel.
Really enjoyed that open.
Mel Gibson and reality. That relationship would never work out.
No.
I wonder if they knew that when he was a kid. Let's get a check of the morning's top news story. The U.S. has completed a secret operation to help Ukraine return highly enriched uranium back to Russia. The 110 pounds of weapons-grade material moved this week was enough to build two atomic bombs. Thomas D'Agostino, head of the National Nuclear Security Administration, tells MSNBC the material will be rendered useless for bomb-making.
The key in the nuclear security business is material. You've got to get your hands on the material, have less of it, protect it, have it in fewer locations, get rid of it.
This week's removal operation involved 21 specially designed casks for the uranium that were flown on five flights from three cities. Officials say it was one of the most complicated removals in recent years. The United Nations is warning supporters of Ivory Coast incumbent leader Laurent Gbagbo that an attack on the hotel where internationally recognized winner Alassane Ouattara has set up a shadow government could reignite civil war. A pro-Gbagbo youth leader has said that Ouattara and his supporters have until tomorrow to, quote, pack up their bags. A series of strikes and protests across Pakistan today against possible changes to the blasphemy law. The change calls for a mandatory death sentence for anyone who insults Islam. New Orleans officials are telling the last of the Hurricane Katrina victims still living in FEMA trailers to find other housing by tomorrow or face a $500 a day fine. It affects 220 families still living in trailers. The world is ready to ring in 2011. Cities across Asia are prepping for midnight events, ranging from traditional prayers in Japan to massive fireworks in the shape of a dragon in Taiwan. In New York City, traditional, nearly a million revelers are expected to cram into the streets around Times Square to watch that ridiculous ball drop. Do you ever?
I avoid crowds at all costs on New Year's.
What's that about? A different kind of countdown in women's college basketball. It's a ball that drops. Yeah. A different kind of countdown in women's college basketball last night. Listen.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over. Stanford has knocked off UConn here at Maples Pavilion.
That's Dave Lombardi at KZSU with the call as Stanford ended Connecticut's record 90-game winning streak. It was the first loss for the Lady Huskies of UConn since 2008 when they fell to Stanford. Now, there's a dropped ball.
Arch enemies at this point now.
Yes, indeed. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 11,569. The S&P opens at 1,257. The NASDAQ opens at 2,662. So, breakups. That's what we're talking about.
News breakups.
Mm-hmm. McChrystal and Obama, right? Broke
there you
up.
Go.
Both Splitsville, right?
Big time,
right?
Splitsville.
The Gores, Splitsville.
With,
right?
A ripple effect.
Right? That was, what else? Well, you think of them, all right? And call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or text the word break to 69866. And you can be a part of this. Coming up next, humorist and writer Andy Borowitz wraps up the year by quizzing us on some of the 2010 big news junkie breakups and meltdowns. Take part by texting the word break to 69866. Is Borowitz in the house? Oh, he's calling from home, is he? Oh, I see.